Okay, so like everyone's always talking about how to make money online, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's this huge thing, and you always hear the same two things over and over: Amazon FBA
Right.
and drop shipping.
Yep, exactly.
It
And
seems, yeah.
it can be pretty overwhelming, to be honest.
It can be. Especially if you're just kind of like starting out
Just
and
starting out, yeah.
like,
It's
absolutely.
true. What's
And I
that
think
then?
that's why it's so important
Totally.
to kind of like really understand what each model entails
Right.
before you commit your time and money, because like
Exactly.
they're both very different and one might be a better fit for you than the other.
Yeah, that's what we're here to do today. We're
Exact.
going to dive into this, and
Yeah.
we're going to like really dissect the differences between Amazon FBA and drop shipping
Absolutely.
as of like right now
2025.
in 2025. And yeah, like
Especially, what are the like core things that set them apart?
yeah.
How profitable can you actually be? What are the startup costs, like realistically?
Yeah.
And which model is going to be like more sustainable for you in the long run?
In the long run, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's a big question too.
It is a huge question. Yeah.
Especially in this landscape now,
Totally.
where things are changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
Like every year there's something new
There is, yeah.
with e-commerce. So
And we have like a ton of information to go
I
through.
do.
Like we've got, articles,
Right?
we've got forum posts, we've got like some real in-depth case studies.
Case studies, those are always good.
Those are always really great, yeah, to like see how things are actually playing out.
What's working and what's not
Yeah,
working over here
totally.
at the
Okay.
FBA.
So yeah, I think like, a best place to start would be just with like the very basic foundational difference between the two.
Yeah.
So like, can you give us the elevator pitch?
Sure. Yeah. So like at their core, right?
Yeah.
The biggest difference between Amazon FBA and drop shipping is inventory.
Okay.
With FBA, you're responsible for sourcing and purchasing your inventory up front.
Got it.
You then send that inventory to Amazon's warehouses, and they handle everything else.
Okay.
They store it, they package it, they ship it to the customer,
So it's
they handle customer service returns, all that.
kind of like a hands-off approach once you get it to Amazon.
Very hands-off once it's at Amazon.
Wow.
So basically, you leverage Amazon's massive logistics network
Okay.
and their reputation to help you sell your products.
Makes sense.
And drop shipping, on the other hand, is totally different.
Okay, how
So drop shipping, you don't actually hold any inventory at all.
interesting.
So you set up an online store, you list products for sale,
Okay.
but when a customer places an order, you then purchase that product from a third-party supplier.
So you're like the middleman.
Yeah, you're basically the middleman connecting the customer with the product.
Got it.
And the supplier ships the product directly to the customer.
Wow. So very different approaches.
Very different, yeah.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
Let's start with FBA.
Sure.
What are like, we've talked about like the basic differences,
Yeah.
but like what are some of the advantages that are making FBA like so attractive to people?
Okay, well, one of the biggest advantages is that you get access to Amazon Prime. So if your products are fulfilled by Amazon, they're automatically eligible for Prime shipping.
Right.
And that's huge because Prime members are
Prime members are like the.
they're Amazon's most loyal customers.
Yes.
They spend way more than non-Prime members.
They do.
And they often filter their search results to only show Prime products.
Wow.
So if your product isn't Prime eligible, you're missing out on a huge chunk of potential customers.
That's huge.
It is, yeah. And then another major advantage is the hands-free fulfillment that we were talking
Yeah.
about. So Amazon handles all the storage, the packing, the shipping, the customer service.
Right.
You don't have to worry about any of that.
So that frees up like a ton of your time.
It does, yeah. It frees up so much time and energy that you can then focus on other aspects of your business,
What kind of stuff?
like product research,
Okay.
marketing,
Yeah.
optimizing your listings, things
Right.
like that.
So you can really focus on like the strategy part,
Exactly.
less on the day-to-day.
Less on the day-to-day operations, yeah.
That's a big one for like, someone who maybe is doing this on the side.
Absolutely,
That
especially if you have a full-time job
especially, yeah.
or you're, a parent
Yeah.
or just have other commitments.
Yeah, time is so valuable.
Time is super valuable, yeah.
Okay, so we've got, the Prime thing, which is huge.
Phew.
We've got the time saving thing, which is also huge. Are there any other like big advantages of FBA?
Yeah. Another big one is scalability.
Okay.
So as your business grows, Amazon's infrastructure can grow with you.
So you're not like limited by your own like warehouse space.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about renting a bigger warehouse.
Okay.
Hiring more staff to manage inventory.
Wow.
Amazon takes care of all of that.
That's a big relief.
It is. Yeah, it makes scaling your business much easier.
Totally. So you're not like hitting these roadblocks as
Loose.
you grow.
And then also, it gives you a big advantage when it comes to the buy box,
Oh, yeah, the buy
which is
box.
super important
It is, yeah.
because that's the box on the product page where customers click to add the product to their cart.
Right, like 90% of sales go through the buy box or something like
Something
that.
like that, yeah. It's the vast majority.
So if you're not in the buy
You're
box,
basically invisible.
you're in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so how does FBA help you win the buy box?
So Amazon favors FBA sellers
Okay.
because they know that FBA orders are going to be fulfilled quickly and efficiently,
Right.
and they want to provide a good customer experience.
Makes sense.
So if you're an FBA seller, you're much more likely to win the buy box.
And like just the overall trust that people have with
Like
Amazon,
as a
it's
brand.
huge.
Yeah.
Like people know that if they buy something on Amazon,
They're going to get it.
they're gonna get it.
It's going to be the right product.
And if they don't like it,
It's going to arrive on time.
they can return it.
Easy returns. Exactly.
So yeah, that's a big like
Yeah, it's a huge.
just like trust factor that you're kind of like piggybacking on
Absolutely.
when you sell on Amazon.
For sure.
Okay, so FBA sounds amazing.
It does have a lot of advantages.
But there's got to be some downsides.
Yeah, are definitely downsides.
So what are some of the things that people should be aware of?
Okay, well, the biggest downside for a lot of people is the upfront investment.
Okay.
You have to buy inventory upfront. And that can be a significant amount of money,
Especially if you're,
especially if you're just starting out
yeah, and you're like not sure
and you don't know.
if this is even gonna work. It's exactly. You don't know No.
If the product's gonna sell.
Right.
You don't know if you're gonna be able to make a profit.
So that's a big risk.
It's a big risk, yeah.
Okay. And then also, and then there are the fees.
The fees.
Amazon charges a lot of fees.
Like what kind of stuff?
So there are referral fees,
Oh.
which are a percentage of your sale price.
Yeah.
There are fulfillment fees,
Mm-hmm.
which are charged per unit that you sell.
Right.
There are storage fees,
Yep.
which are charged based on how much space your inventory takes up in Amazon's warehouses.
Okay.
And there are long-term storage fees, which
Wow.
are charged if your inventory sits in Amazon's warehouses for more than 6 months.
So those fees can really eat into your profit.
They can,
And then
yeah.
there's also like the whole competition thing.
Yeah, competition on Amazon is fierce.
It's like
Super competitive.
especially
Especially in certain categories.
Right.
So you really need to do your research and find a product that's in demand.
But that doesn't have too much competition.
That's a sweet spot.
Yeah, it's tough to find, but it's definitely possible.
And then also, like we were talking about, you lose some control over your branding
Yeah, that's another downside.
when you're using FBA.
When you're using FBA, you're pretty much stuck with Amazon's packaging
Right.
and their branding.
And their branding.
So it can be hard to build your own brand identity.
Especially if you're trying to like create a long-term, like sustainable business
Exactly.
that you might want to sell one day or
But
something.
if you're trying to build a brand that people recognize and trust,
Right.
it's tougher to do that when you're selling on Amazon.
And then the last thing you mentioned was like the complex fee structure.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. So Amazon's fees can be pretty complicated.
Okay.
There are a lot of different fees. And the rates can vary depending on a lot of different factors,
Like what kind of stuff?
like the size and weight of your product,
Okay.
the category it's in,
Right.
the time of year.
The time of year. Okay.
So it can be hard to keep track of all the fees, and it can be hard to accurately predict your profitability.
Right. So you might think you're making a certain margin,
Exactly.
and then all of a sudden these
And
fees
then you get hit with all these fees,
pop up.
and you're actually making a lot less than you thought.
Yeah. So you really got to stay on top of it.
You really do.
Okay. So let's say you're like,
Yeah.
you've weighed the pros and cons and you're like, okay, I think FBA is for me.
Okay.
What kind of profit margins are we realistically looking at?
So profit margins with FBA can vary a lot.
Okay.
But generally speaking, successful FBA sellers are seeing margins in the range of 20 to 40%.
Wow, that's not bad.
That's not bad, yeah.
Especially considering,
Especially considering all the fees
yeah.
and the competition.
And the fact that Amazon's doing all the work for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you're really good at what you do and you find a really great product, you can definitely see margins higher than 40%.
Like maybe even
Oh,
50%.
even 50%, yeah.
Or higher.
Or higher.
Okay, so Are there any products that tend to perform better than others?
Yeah, so typically products that are priced between $15 and $50
Okay.
tend to do well.
15 to 50.
Yeah,
Okay.
because that price range gives you enough margin to absorb Amazon's fees
Right.
and still make a decent profit.
Got it.
And
There you
also,
go.
products that are small and lightweight
Okay.
tend to do better
Why is that?
because they're cheaper to ship,
Okay.
both to Amazon warehouses
Okay.
and to the customer.
Right.
So your fulfillment fees are going to be lower.
Makes sense.
And then the other thing that's really important
Yeah.
is to focus on quality over quantity.
Okay.
So rather than trying to sell a ton of different products,
Right.
it's better to focus on a few really great products.
Okay, so like niche down,
Niche
essentially,
down, yeah.
and like become like the expert in those
Exactly.
few products.
And build a really strong brand around those products.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about FBA quite a bit. Let's move on to drop shipping.
Okay.
So one of the big things we talked about at the beginning was the low startup costs.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest advantages of drop shipping.
Can you like give us like a realistic number? Like how much are we talking?
So you can realistically start a drop shipping business for as little as $500.
Wow, that's way less than FBA.
Way less, yeah.
So why is drop shipping so much cheaper to start?
Because you don't have to buy any inventory up front.
Right.
So you're not spending thousands of dollars on products that you might not even be able to sell.
Okay, so that's a huge barrier to entry. That's like removed for
It's
a
like,
lot of people.
and that makes it really appealing for a lot of new entrepreneurs
It does, yeah.
because they can test the waters without risking a lot of money.
Right. And like, what are some of the other, like, you know, besides the cost thing,
Yeah.
what are some of the other advantages?
So another big advantage is that you have a wider product selection
Okay.
because you don't have to hold any inventory. You can basically sell any product that your supplier offers.
Wow. So it's like,
So you're not
you know,
limited.
unlimited
Pretty
options.
much, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is, yeah.
Okay. And then also, like, the no warehousing fees
Yes.
thing that you mentioned earlier.
So that's another big advantage.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. So with FBA, you have to pay storage fees to Amazon
Right.
for storing your inventory in their warehouses.
And those can be pretty pricey.
They can be,
Yeah.
especially if your products aren't selling very quickly.
Okay.
But with drop shipping, you don't have any warehousing costs.
Because you're not storing anything.
Exactly, because you're not storing anything.
Right.
So that's a significant cost saving.
Okay. And then also, like, location independence.
Yeah, that's another big one.
So tell me about that.
So with drop shipping, you can run your business from anywhere in the world,
Wow.
as long as you have an internet connection.
Okay, so that's like the ultimate digital nomad
It is, yeah.
kind of
You
business.
can travel the world
Yeah.
and run your business from your laptop.
That's pretty
It
amazing.
is pretty amazing, yeah.
Okay, and then the last thing you mentioned was the lower risk.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
So because you're not buying any inventory upfront, you're not risking as much money.
Right.
If your products don't sell, you're not stuck with a bunch of inventory that you can't get rid of.
So you're not like losing your shirt, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay, so drop shipping sounds pretty great.
It does have a lot of advantages.
But there's got to be some downsides.
There are definitely downsides.
What are some of the things that people should be aware of?
Okay, well, one of the biggest downsides is the lower profit margins
Okay.
because you're buying products from a supplier and then reselling them to your customers.
Yeah.
You're essentially paying a markup for the convenience of not having to hold inventory.
Right, so you're making less profit per sale.
Exactly. And then another big downside is the longer shipping times.
Okay.
A lot of drop shipping suppliers are located overseas, particularly in China.
Right.
So it can take weeks or even months for products to arrive to your customers.
And like nowadays, everyone expects things like the next day,
Exactly.
days.
People are used to Amazon Prime
You're right.
and they expect that level of service.
Yeah.
So if you're drop shipping from China, you're going to have a hard time competing with that.
That's a big one.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so what
And
else?
then also, competition is a big issue with drop shipping
Right.
because it's so easy to get started. There are a lot of people doing it.
Right. Yeah.
So it can be really hard to stand out from the crowd
And that's bad because,
and make a profit.
yeah.
It means you have to lower your prices to compete,
Right.
which eats into your already thin margins,
Perfectly.
and you have to spend more money on advertising
To like get
to
seen.
get seen. Yeah.
Okay. What else?
And then another downside is that you have less control over the fulfillment process.
Okay.
So you're relying on your supplier to ship the products on time, and to package them properly.
Right.
And to provide good customer service.
So if your supplier messes up,
you're the one who's going to get the blame.
That's not good.
Yeah. It can really damage your reputation.
Okay. And then also, like, returns are a pain.
Returns are a big pain with drop shipping.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're relying on your supplier to handle them.
Right.
And that can be a really slow and complicated process.
Especially if your supplier's overseas.
Especially if they're overseas, yeah.
And it can be tough to coordinate between the customer.
It can be really tough, yeah.
The supplier and you.
Exactly.
Okay, so drop shipping definitely has some challenges.
It does, yeah.
So let's talk about the money.
Okay.
Like, what kind of profit margins are we realistically looking at with drop shipping?
So drop shipping profit margins are typically lower than FBA margins. On average, you're probably looking at margins in the range of 10 to 30%.
Okay, so significantly lower.
Significantly lower, yeah.
Than the 20 to 40 or even 50% that you can get with FBA.
Exactly.
Okay, so why are drop shipping margins so much lower?
So there are a few reasons.
Okay.
First of all, as we talked about, you're paying a markup to your supplier.
Right.
For the convenience of not holding inventory.
Yeah.
Second of all, you have to spend more money on marketing.
Uh-huh.
Because you're not getting the free traffic that comes with selling on Amazon.
Okay.
And third of all,
yeah,
you're more likely to have to offer discounts and free shipping,
right,
to compete with other drop shippers.
So it's just like a lot harder to be profitable.
It can be.
With drop shipping.
It can be.
Okay, so let's say, you know, we've talked about like the pros and cons, yeah, of both models.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like the nitty gritty.
The numbers.
Yeah, the costs.
Okay.
So let's start with FBA.
Okay.
What are some of the like key areas where you're going to have to invest money?
So the biggest investment with FBA is going to be inventory.
Okay.
That's your initial product purchase.
Right.
And that can range anywhere from like $1,500 to $5,000.
Okay. So $1,500 to $5,000.
Yeah. Or more, depending on the product and the quantity.
Oh.
And then you have to pay a monthly fee to Amazon,
uh-huh,
to be a seller on their platform.
Okay. How much is that?
So the professional selling plan is $39.99 per month.
Okay. So $39.99 a month.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
And then on top of that,
yeah,
you have to pay referral fees.
Right.
Which are a percentage of your sale price.
Okay.
And those range from 8 to 15% depending on the category.
So 8 to 15%.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you have to pay fulfillment fees.
Right.
Which are charged per unit.
Okay.
When Amazon ships your product to the customer.
And how much are those?
So those can vary.
Okay.
But they're typically around $3 to $5 per unit.
$3 to $5?
Yeah, for a standard size item.
Okay.
But it can be more.
More for bigger items.
More for bigger items or heavier items.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you have to pay storage fees for storing your inventory in Amazon's warehouses.
Okay.
And those are charged per cubic foot per month.
Per cubic foot.
Yeah. So it depends on how much space your inventory takes up.
Okay.
And the rates can vary.
Uh-huh.
But they're typically between 75 cents and $2.40 per cubic foot.
Okay. So 75 cents to 2.40
uh-huh,
per cubic foot.
Got it. And then if your inventory sits in Amazon's warehouses for more than 6 months,
yeah,
you have to pay long-term storage fees.
Oh, boy.
Which can be pretty steep.
Okay. So it's like important to make sure your stuff is moving.
It's very important, man.
You don't want it just sitting there.
Exactly.
Okay. And then what about like, you know,
okay,
other stuff besides those fees?
Yeah. So you're also going to need to invest in product photography.
Okay.
To make your listings look professional.
Makes sense.
And that can cost anywhere from like $300 to $500.
Okay. $300 to $500.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you need to buy barcodes for your products.
Okay.
Which are also known as UPCs.
By UPCs.
Yeah.
Got it.
And those start at around $30.
Okay. So $30.
But they can be more.
Yeah.
Depending on how many you need.
Right. Yeah.
And then if you want to include like inserts in your packaging,
yeah,
or use custom packaging,
oh, yeah, yeah,
that's going to be an additional cost.
Right.
And that can range from like $200 to $500.
Okay. So $200 to $500.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then finally,
yeah,
you're probably going to want to invest in some PPC advertising.
Okay.
Which is pay-per-click advertising.
Right.
And that's how you get your products to show up at the top of the search results on Amazon.
Got it.
And that can cost anywhere from like $500 to $1,500 per month.
Okay. $500 to $1,500.
Yeah. Or more, depending on your budget and your keywords.
Okay. So that's a lot of numbers.
It is a lot of numbers. Yeah.
So it can get pretty expensive to sell on FBA.
It can, yeah.
Especially at the beginning.
Especially in the beginning.
Like you said, the profit potential is there.
The profit potential is definitely there.
If you do it right.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about drop shipping.
Okay.
What are some of the key areas where you're going to have to invest money with drop shipping?
So the biggest expense with drop shipping is going to be marketing.
Okay.
you're going to need to spend money on advertising to drive traffic to your store.
Makes sense.
And that can cost anywhere from like $500 to $3,000 per month.
$500 to $3,000?
Yeah, or even more.
Or even more.
Depending on your niche and your strategy.
Wow.
So that's a significant expense.
It is, yeah.
And then you're also going to need to pay for a website.
Right.
And a domain name.
Okay.
And that can cost anywhere from like $30 to $100 per month.
Okay, $30 to $100.
Yeah, depending on the platform you choose and the features you need.
Okay.
And then you might need to pay for some apps.
Okay, what kind of apps?
So there are apps that can help you with things like order fulfillment, customer service, email marketing, things like that.
Got it.
And those can cost anywhere from like $50 to $200 per month.
Okay, so $50 to $200?
Yeah, depending on how many apps you use and what features they offer.
Okay. And then what about like product research tools?
Yeah, so you're also going to need to invest in some product research tools.
Okay.
To help you find profitable products to sell.
Right.
And those can cost anywhere from like $20 to $50 per month.
$20 to $50.
Yeah, depending on the tool and the features it offers.
Got it.
And then you'll also need to order some sample products from your suppliers.
Okay.
To make sure that the quality is good.
Right.
And that can cost anywhere from like $100 to $300.
Okay, so $100 to $300.
Yeah, depending on the products and the suppliers.
Got it.
And then finally, you might want to invest in a logo.
Yeah.
And some branding elements.
Okay.
To help you stand out from the competition.
Right.
And that can cost anywhere from like $50 to $500.
$50 to
$500? Yeah, depending on the designer and the scope of the project.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like dropshipping is definitely cheaper to start than FBA.
It is, yeah.
But there are still some significant costs involved.
There are, yeah.
Especially when it comes to marketing.
Especially marketing.
So you really got to be strategic about how you spend your money.
You do, yeah.
If you want to be successful with dropshipping.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about costs.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about scalability.
Okay.
So how easy is it to scale an FBA business?
So FBA is actually really scalable.
Okay.
Because Amazon handles all the fulfillment for you.
Right.
So as your sales grow,
uh-huh.
you don't have to worry about hiring more staff.
Okay.
Or renting a bigger warehouse.
Wow.
Amazon takes care of all of that. Host,